We will start the hour in Israel, where police say that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu should be indicted for bribery and corruption. That recommendation was made to the country's attorney general after an 18-month probe. Netanyahu called the allegations baseless and said he would remain as prime minister. Neri Zilber is a journalist and researcher at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He joins us from Tel Aviv. Neri, welcome back.
Good to be back, Jeremy.
And there are not charges yet. They could amount to nothing, but what are police recommending?
Well, that's right. What they're basically saying is that there's an evidentiary basis. There's evidence to indict Netanyahu, long-serving Israeli prime minister, on a slew of fraud, breach of trust, and bribery charges. But as you mentioned, it's not legally binding.
And remind us of what the allegations are. There are two big parts of this case, 1000, which is a gifts for favor allegation.
Right. So there are two major corruption probes, case 1000. Basically, Netanyahu's relationship, what he terms a friendship, with two rich businessmen. The police allege hundreds of thousands of dollars in gifts, whether cigars, champagne, and even jewelry, in return for certain favors that help these two businessmen and their bottom line. And then case 2000 is also a favor trading gambit between Netanyahu and a major newspaper publisher here in Israel, essentially the publisher offering to give Netanyahu positive press coverage in return for Netanyahu trying to pass legislation that would help this publisher's precarious bottom line.
So is there any evidence that Netanyahu actually returned the favors?
Well, that's where it gets tricky and where the police allege that there is evidence, both witnesses and actual documentation, to prove that Netanyahu, at the very least, tried to act on these requests. It's open to interpretation, really, whether there's enough evidence to prove that in a court of law. And obviously, Netanyahu himself claims that this is all just a big misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. And now it goes to the Attorney General, who will have to actually decide what to do.
And the Attorney General, by the way, is a one-time Netanyahu staffer, correct?
Correct. So there are various levels to this. So the current Attorney General, a man by the name of Avichai Mandelblit, from all the legal experts I talked to, he actually has a very strong reputation in the legal community as a real legal professional. But in the past, a few years ago, he was Netanyahu's cabinet secretary. And then he was appointed and really handpicked by Netanyahu to be Attorney General. So there are certain public murmurings about whether this individual can really be objective. Most legal professionals believed, you know, that he can be, but he'll really have a tough decision on his hands, you know, starting today.
So Netanyahu addressed the nation last night. What's he saying?
Not surprising, he denied all the allegations against him, and he even went further. He called it a politically motivated witch hunt, brought up certain allegations that he has that have surfaced in the past few weeks about the integrity of the police investigators and their ability to be objective. So really calling into question the entire law enforcement institution that he oversees. Not unlike a certain U.S. president right now, perhaps. So really, it's in the public sphere right now, and it seems like the political system is, for the moment, standing with Netanyahu.
Netanyahu's predecessor, Ehud Olmert, announced his resignation in 2008, a week after the police recommended that he be charged with corruption. If Netanyahu were to step down, who would take his place?
Well, there are a multitude, really, of candidates within his own Likud party. For the moment, they're all quiet, and they're all rallying around the party leader. You know, obviously, there's people in the opposition, primarily Yair Lapid. He's the head of a major opposition party. The interesting thing about Lapid is that he's actually a witness in Case 1000. I'll just say that Netanyahu, for the moment, doesn't have to go anywhere. This process will take a few more months to play out. Mandelblit has to receive the police cases and what they've gathered. He needs to study it. And then there's a whole slew of other legal procedures that need to take place before he actually decides on whether to indict or not, and crucially, what to indict Netanyahu on.
That's Neri Zilber, who's a journalist and researcher at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, joining us from Tel Aviv. Neri, thank you.
My pleasure, Jeremy.